is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with a top North Korean official earlier today. The secretary then addressed the media and talks about the progress that was made.
Our two countries face a pivotal moment in our relationship in which it could be nothing short of tragic to let this opportunity go to waste. In my conversations with Chairman Kim Jong-un of Pyongyang, and today with Vice Chairman Kim Young-chol, I have been very clear that President Trump and the United States' objective is very consistent and well-known: the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump has also made it clear that if Kim Jong-un denuclearizes, there is a brighter path for North Korea. We envision a strong, connected, and secure, prosperous North Korea that maintains its cultural heritage but is integrated into the community of nations. We think that, working together, the people of the United States and North Korea can create a future defined by friendship and collaboration. We sincerely hope that Chairman Kim Jong-un shares this positive vision for the future. We expect both leaders to enter the summit in Singapore, but proceeds with our eyes wide open and with a clear understanding of the possibilities for the future. If these talks are successful, it will truly be historic. It will take bold leadership from Chairman Kim Jong-un if we are able to seize this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change the course for the world. President Trump and I believe Chairman Kim is the kind of leader who can make those kinds of decisions, and that in the coming weeks and months, we will have the opportunity to test whether or not this is the case.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Climbing in at 69 degrees, overcast skies, and 40% chance of rain right now. Today is the first day of June. It's foggy early with scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. A high near 85, winds light and variable, chance of rain 40%. Overcast with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly this evening. A low of 68, winds light and variable, chance of rain 30%. And thunderstorms likely, potential heavy rainfall, a high of 82, winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%. And then cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 59. I'm hoping much of those rains, thunderstorms will happen earlier in the day and allow folks to go over to Community Day over at the Flemington Fairgrounds without incident. On Sunday, overcast, slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 66. Cloudy with occasional rain showers on Monday, 66 as well, chance of rain 50%. Overcast with rain showers at times on Tuesday, high near 70, and a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day on Wednesday, slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 69. What happened to summer? We're going back into spring. Temperatures in the area, 69 in Raritan, 69 in Kingwood, 69 in Lambertville, 71 in County Complex, 69 in Frenchtown, 67 in Pittstown, 67 in the town of Clinton, 69 up in Washington Township. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message? message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today. Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Big C here coming live from the Hunter and Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. It's the birds. Leaving here. One of the birds has a birthday today. And it's the B-I-R-D-S, not the B-Y-R-D-S. Completely different group, as you can tell. All right, guys, it's first day of June. Can you believe that? I don't know what happened, but here we are. And unfortunately, we're in a crazy rain pattern right now, so going to try and make the best of it, but the weekend is not looking very cooperative. All right, first things first, got to get you some traffic, find out what's going on Hunter County roads. You can get those alerts from HART, register with them, they'll send you alerts that I get via email. You can pick local, county, state, and interstate roads, make sure you got what you're looking for, and if you do that, you'll be able to navigate your commute in a more efficient manner. We had fog, low-lying areas of fog may impact visibility.
Now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with a top North Korean official earlier today. The secretary then addressed the media and talks about the progress that was made.
Our two countries face a pivotal moment in our relationship in which it could be nothing short of tragic to let this opportunity go to waste. In my conversations with Chairman Kim Jong-un of Pyongyang, and today with Vice Chairman Kim Young-chol, I have been very clear that President Trump and the United States' objective is very consistent and well-known: the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump has also made it clear that if Kim Jong-un denuclearizes, there is a brighter path for North Korea. We envision a strong, connected, and secure, prosperous North Korea that maintains its cultural heritage but is integrated into the community of nations. We think that, working together, the people of the United States and North Korea can create a future defined by friendship and collaboration. We sincerely hope that Chairman Kim Jong-un shares this positive vision for the future. We expect both leaders to enter the summit in Singapore, but proceeds with their eyes wide open and with a clear understanding of the possibilities for the future. If these talks are successful, it will truly be historic. It will take bold leadership from Chairman Kim Jong-un if we are able to seize this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change the course for the world. President Trump and I believe Chairman Kim is the kind of leader who can make those kinds of decisions, and that in the coming weeks and months, we will have the opportunity to test whether or not this is the case.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Fleming in at 69 degrees, overcast skies, and 40% chance of rain right now. Today is the first day of June. It's foggy early with scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon. A high near 85, winds light and variable chance of rain, 40%. Overcast with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, mainly this evening. A low of 68, winds light and variable chance of rain, 30%. And thunderstorms likely, potential heavy rainfall, a high of 82, winds north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 80%. And then cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 59. I'm hoping much of those rains, thunderstorms, will happen earlier in the day and allow folks to go over to Community Day over at the Flemington Fairgrounds without incident. On Sunday, overcast, slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 66. Cloudy with occasional rain showers on Monday, 66 as well, chance of rain 50%. Overcast with rain showers at times on Tuesday, high near 70, and a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day on Wednesday, slight chance of a rain shower and a high of 69. What happened to summer? We're going back into spring. Temperatures in the area, 69 in Raritan, 69 in Kingwood, 69 in Lambertville, 71 in County Complex, 69 in Frenchtown, 67 in Pittstown, 67 in the town of Clinton, 69 up in Washington Township. Good morning, Hunterton, on Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Morning, Hunterton. Big C here coming live from the Hunterton Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. And we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterton County, New Jersey. It's the birds leaving here. One of the birds has a birthday today. And it's the BIRDS, not the BYRDS. Completely different group, as you can tell. All right, guys, it's first day of June. Can you believe that? I don't know what happened, but here we are. And unfortunately, we're in a crazy rain pattern right now, so going to try and make the best of it, but the weekend is not looking very cooperative. All right, first things first, got to get you some traffic, find out what's going on Hunterton County roads. You can get those alerts from HART, register with them, they'll send you alerts that I get via email. You can pick local, county, state, and interstate roads. Make sure you got what you're looking for. And if you do that, you'll be able to navigate your commute in a more efficient manner. We had fog. Low-lying areas of fog may impact visibility. Came out at 5:56 this morning. You probably have already encountered that, or it's over. Pittstown Road at Hogback Road, Franklin, delays due to construction. Came out at 20 after 7 this morning. 78 eastbound exit 29 Bridgewater. Reports of a disabled vehicle west of exit 29 Bridgewater. Came out at 7:30. I don't have an update on that, but usually a disabled vehicle means delays. So we'll keep you updated if we get any more information. But you might want to come up with an alternative route. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. Drive safe, sound smart, and register with HART. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10, and we have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk with her about the markets. Last day of May finished up, first day of June, and it's Friday. We'll find out how that's all going with kicking off the markets for this month. At 8:40, we talk with my good friend Mike and learn about movie reviews. Mike gives us three movies that he reviews, one that's in the theaters, one that you can pick as a DVD or a stream, and one that's his pick of the week. You're guaranteed one good movie. Sometimes you get three. Sometimes he tells you to hold your money and not waste it on something that might not be worth it, or he gives you an alternative. So we'll talk with him at 8:40 to 9 o'clock. The rest of the show, an eclectic mix of news, information, trivia, and the like, but introducing a new segment on Fridays for the foreseeable future, and that is Mayor Janice Kovach will be on around 9:15. And Mayor Kovach, in addition to her honorary mayor duties, and I don't think it's honorary, quite honestly, she's working her tail off up there, she's started the Rivertown Film Festival. She's got some help, but she has the lead in that, and we're going to touch base with her once a week to find out what's going on as we lead up to that film festival, which is in the fall. So we'll get all the information and get the background as to what's happening. Because it's not just, ta-da, movies just start playing. There's a lot of work that goes on in it and a lot of opportunity for people personally and professionally to get involved. So we'll talk with Mayor Kovach around 9:15 today. Moving on from that, 10 o'clock, it's Hands Across Hunterdon. Susan Lax from Hunterdon Helpline comes on, and she's the hub of Hunterdon Helpline. She's the executive director, and Hunterdon Helpline wants to be the center of and the source of trying to help you with your challenges in Hunterdon County. They know and have relationships with many nonprofits and profits in the area, and they want to help you get the information you need when you're faced with a challenge. So they want it to be one phone call, and they will take care of it. So Susan Lax introduces you to all the different nonprofits and service providers. She introduces you to her staff, the process, and their new digs over there on Maple Street. So listen to Susan Lax from 10 to 11. 11 to 12, it's the Home Sweet Home guys, Patrick and Steve, helping you maintain your home, getting the best value out of it, and teaching you the right ways to find or do the maintenance or find somebody to do the maintenance. Fat Guys at the Movies is on from 12 to 1, and it's Derek Carr. He talks all about movies, not only current ones, but ones that are upcoming in the future that he's aware of, and he goes back in history as well. So listen to Derek to find out all about that. Bob Burns is in from 1 to 3. Awaken to your purpose. Bob wants you to find your purpose in life and what you are put on this earth to do and that passion. And while you're on that trip, he wants you to live consciously. Pay attention to all the little details to enjoy the very short time that you have on this planet. Now It's the News is on from 3 to 4, a tongue-in-cheek look at the week's political events. It's the Law with Pat Smits is on from 4 to 5. Pat goes over all the different New Jersey law and case decisions that affect you personally and professionally. And then she's joined at 5 o'clock by two other attorneys to discuss national sports. We got the hockey finals, the Stanley Cup finals going on. We got the NBA finals going on. We got OTAs in the NFL that everybody's going to be bragging about. And we got baseball all happening. The U.S. Open is also coming up soon for the women and the men. So a lot of things to talk about on national sports scene. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back on WHCR-TV, HuntingChamber.com.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Oh, and it's Oscar the Grouch helping me with celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLocks.com. It's Adopt a Cat Month. It's Adopt a Shelter Cat Month. African American Music Appreciation Month. It's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Antiphospholipid Antibody Syndrome Awareness Month, Audiobook Appreciation Month, Beautiful in Your Skin Month, Black Music Month, California Avocado Month, Cancer from the Sun Month, Caribbean American Heritage Month, Cataract Awareness Month, Celibacy Awareness Month, Child Vision Awareness Month, Children's Awareness Month, Country Cooking Month, Dairy Alternatives Month, Dementia Care and Professionals Month, Effective Communications Month, Entrepreneurs Do-It-Yourself Marketing Month, Fashion in Colonial Virginia Month. Go down there and check that out. We were talking about going to Gettysburg the other day. And Fireworks Safety Month, folks. Please watch out. Milk Week. And it's Beer Pong Days. I don't know how those two things go together, but somebody will have to explain that. We're starting International Clothesline Week, National Lemonade Days, and Bedbug Awareness Week, along with Black Single Parents Week, Ed Mountaintop Removal Week, National Business Etiquette Week, National Headache Week, National Sun Safety Week, Pet Appreciation Week, all happening on the 3rd. And for today, it is. It's all smashed into one day. It's Donut Day. It's Global Day of Parents, Heimlich Maneuver Day, Horseradish Days, Hug Your Cat Day, Mike the Headless Chicken Day. It's National Dare Day. It's National Nail Polish Day. It's National Go Barefoot Day. Now, those two things make sense, right? You would definitely go barefoot and have good nail polish. National Olive Day. It's Say Something Nice Day. It's Stand for Children Day. Superman's Birthday. It's Leave the Office Early Day. It's National Pen Pal Day. And it's Oscar the Grouch Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. And Oscar the Grouch. Pick something and get involved. Moving on to a little vitamin C. What do we got in store for ourselves that we can smile about today? Vitamin C comes from the Hunter County Democrat. It's published and posted on njadvancedmedia.com. Published yesterday, Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon's Your Meals on Us 2018 raffle fundraiser deemed success. A community bulletin says, Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon's 2018 Your Meals on Us raffle fundraiser raised $20,000 by selling all 1,000 raffle tickets. First prize valued at $1,000 was awarded to Sue Sutphin, which included restaurant gift certificates and Matt's Red Rooster Grill, the Tewksbury Inn, Inn of the Hawk, and the Frenchtown Inn. Second prize, valued at $500, was awarded to Melissa Massett, with restaurant gift certificates to Janina Gourmet Market, Fox and Hound Tavern, Juniper Hill, the Clinton House, and Dolce of Flemington. Third prize, valued at $250, was awarded to Barbara Hampton, with restaurant gift certificates to the Clinton House, Bluefish Grill, and Cafe Maria. The proceeds of this annual fundraiser will be used to support our nutrition service program. We thank all of the restaurants and board members who donated the prizes and all the participants who supported this fundraiser with their generosity in making this such a successful event, said Regina Hasney, who is the executive director of Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon. For more information about Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon and volunteer opportunities, please call the office at 908-284-0735 or go to their website, mowih.org. Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon, mowih.org. Follow us on Facebook, Meals on Wheels in Hunterdon. Yeah, folks, there are people that actually live in Hunterdon that do not eat well, cannot get out, do not do shopping, haven't figured out the world of Instacart or ShopRite delivers or Walmart delivers or anything like that. And in addition to that, they need to have conversation, have interaction. We are an older population. Joe Peters was telling us about that yesterday. This is a way to check up on those folks. This is a way to get them nutritious, keep them healthy, and help out those that are out of state who can't take care of their loved ones at a distance. You would have learned about this with Hands Across Hunterdon. Susan Lax talks all about all the different organizations that Hunterdon Helpline interfaces with, and Meals on Wheels is one of them. So help out where you can, volunteer where you can, donate where you can, buy a raffle ticket, and win a great restaurant prize. That's very successful, and glad to hear that we're making some progress. That's vitamin C for today. All right, we're bumping up against the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Michelle Heide to help us with the investment update in just a little bit. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business.
Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
The union, representing thousands of Las Vegas casino workers, estimated that MGM and Caesars could lose more than $10 million a day if housekeepers, cooks, and others go on strike starting Friday. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman was asked if she believes a strike will happen.
I think it will settle. I'm not quite sure on the numbers because, of course, I haven't been included in them.
That audio there courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
And it's time for a little investment update with Michelle Heide, who's on the phone from Pat and Heide and Associates. And I was joking with you, Michelle. It's Oscar the Grouch Day, so we want to wish Joe a happy Oscar the Grouch Day.
Well, definitely do that.
There you go. It's also Donut Day, it's Nail Polish Day, and Go Barefoot Day. So which one are taking advantage of?
Let's see. Probably donut. I'm going to try and find a good donut somewhere today. Although going barefoot sounds pretty good in the office, not necessarily outside today. Yep. Since things are still a little bit damp.
Yeah, it's going to continue that way, unfortunately, through Wednesday.
So, oh, no.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, so, can't control the weather.
No, you can't. We're as desperately as we are trying, we can't. Yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And we can't control the markets either. yesterday was a down day across the board, although that did not upset the markets in terms of the entire month of May. We still end up having the best month since January on the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, so that was a good thing. And a lot of that had to do with the tariffs that were put in place on Canada, Mexico, et cetera. Today's a whole new day, and we're waiting. The big news everybody's waiting for this morning, the non-farm payrolls. They're expected to come in at 188,000 with unemployment staying at 3.9%. So Dow futures were up about 140, S&P up 15, NASDAQ up 28. Again, we'll see what those numbers bring in. They should be announced any moment now. Let's see, over in Italy, things have calmed down a bit because a coalition government has been agreed upon in Italy.
Okay.
So that was seen as a positive sign. Over in Spain, and we haven't talked about Spain in a while, but the existing prime minister was ousted in a no-confidence vote. Sounds like there was some shenanigans going on over there, and a socialist became the new prime minister of Spain. So things are continuing to evolve in that region. And then back to tariffs for just a moment. So the German economy minister is hoping that Trump is going to rethink his decision to impose the levies on steel and aluminum. Essentially, you know, looking at various commentary from many different sources, you know, it's almost like the EU and other parts of the world are like, well, if you're not going to necessarily play nice with us, then we'll just play nice with each other and you'll end up losing. But we'll see. Too early to tell. Other big news today is that something that's been in the works for about 5 years, the China A shares, and we've talked a little bit about this in terms of, you know, investors don't necessarily have access to investing directly in China just because the whole market environment there is so different. But the A shares, which some are currently available through Hong Kong, are now, you know, so they're officially entering the global space as of this morning. So close to 230 China A share companies debuted in the MSCI Emerging Market Benchmark. Mm-hmm. So it will take place over two phases, with the second one taking place in August. The proportion of China in terms of Chinese A shares companies is going to equate to about 31.3%. And once the full phase, you know, what phase one and phase two take place, it looks like China will make up about 42% of that benchmark, which is pretty interesting. So folks over on in that part of the world are seeing that as a big positive to kind of get investors excited and start, you know, looking at investing even more over there. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. So that was pretty interesting news. And so I don't know if you have any desire to move to Vermont, but
I read this morning. I know where you're going with this. This is funny.
Exactly. I'm like, so their governor signed a bill into law that takes effect January 1st next year. We'll pay people $10,000 to move there and work remotely for an employer out of state. And basically he did that to address their aging population. So I'm going to give my friend Denise a call this morning. She lives up in Vermont, and see what she thinks about that. I thought that was pretty interesting. So it looks like this morning we will be opening in the green and see where we go on this first day of June.
All right. Does the Vermont situation sound remarkably familiar?
It does.
Aging population in a small, remote area, rural.
Exactly.
Looking for people to infuse younger, working remotely.
Sounds very familiar.
Huntington County freeholders.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Unfortunately, they're struggling. They had to bring down their budget a little bit, but maybe they could look into something like that. Now, there's a lot of stuff, a lot of traction that's going on. with folks after the SEDS came out to help Hunterdon County, but any type of infusion that we can get moving in that direction is definitely a benefit.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Like, yeah, I'm looking forward to the meeting on Monday up at Beaverbrook, where several of the freeholders will be chatting about the current state of Hunterdon County. So interested to hear what's new and what's going on there.
Okay. That's Monday, you said?
Monday. Yeah, they must have just whipped it together because I just got an email 2 days ago.
Okay. Very well. So we'll wait for an on the air report from.
That's right.
Michelle
Hayden. That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Reporter on the street, Michelle Hayden, covering the Hunterdon County Freeholders meeting.
Cool. Yeah. No.
We'll get a summary from you. I have that on my desk in the morning if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. I'm sure I will be taking notes because that's just what I do.
Oh, well, I know Michelle Hayden definitely going to be taking notes, no doubt about it. very cool. Let's see what else. Oh, the China thing. So,
yes.
A shares. All right, so we're talking about pretty much the prime shares that we have in the United States. Is that
so? Yes, essentially. So it's the bigger companies. Yeah. The big financial companies, some consumer companies, the larger companies located within China.
All right. So it's not necessarily talking about the different categories of stock on a particular company. It's talking about a new set of companies that were not available to us.
Right. Okay. Right. Exactly.
That's great. Now, and we've talked for years now that China is a competing economy with us in the United States. Yet we still have this concern about the fact that we never truly feel like we're getting transparency. We don't get transparency in the United States companies. Now we're throwing another international spin on the whole thing. It sounds like a great thing to invest in, but I don't think I would take my entire nest egg and dump it into the China.
Exactly. And actually, that's one of the concerns that was cited. That this sounds really exciting. But, there's still other factors to consider. And, don't necessarily rush right out and be like, okay, I'm so excited. I can now invest in this economy that's growing at leaps and bounds compared to our country, even though things have slowed down a bit over there. But, yeah.
Right. Well, I remember 2011, we were talking about BRIC, right? Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Well, Russia has been in an economic downturn for a while. Brazil's been in an economic downturn for a while. India has been struggling, but they're figuring it all out. And China's the only one that seems to be making some headway. So,
right.
Just goes to show you diversity not only within the stocks that you pick, not only within the instruments that you choose, but also when you're talking about international diversity in your geopolitical areas as well.
Absolutely. Most definitely. Yeah.
All right, Michelle. Excellent.
All
Thank
right.
you so much. So we will not hear from you on Monday. Actually,
that's right. You will not hear from me on Monday, and I'm sure I have a lot to report on Tuesday.
All right. So I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend and stay dry.
All right. You too.
And
thanks.
Don't step in the puddles.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Have
a great
one.
My bare feet. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Hayden from Patton Hayden Associate Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce and Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamber.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Traffic stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right. Time to talk about movies with my good friend Mike, who's on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So we talk about movies with you every Friday to find out what's going on in the theaters, what's streaming, and your pick of the week. So where would you like to start?
Let's begin with In Darkness. It's rated R, directed by Anthony Byrne. Mm-hmm. Stars Natalie Dormer, Ed Skeen, and Emily Ratajkowski. And it concerns Sophia is a blind pianist living in London who hears a commotion upstairs at her apartment, and her beautiful upstairs neighbor is dead. A suicide? Oh. Or not? The cops investigate, and the story begins. And it unfolds, and we are in the London underworld, if you like. And it also involves a Serbian businessman who is an alleged war criminal. And Sophia has secrets of her own. Mm-hmm. There's also a MacGuffin involved. It's very slow at first. It is a familiar melody, but well played. It has a really quite a nice performance by Natalie Dormer, and she also co-wrote it. I think this one would work quite well in your home. I think you need to run right out and see it. I think if it comes your way, it's certainly worth a look.
Okay. Is it widely shown right now in the theaters, or is it?
It's out there, yes.
Okay. It's obviously not going to compete with the world of Solo and the Marvel comics and stuff like that, but it looks like something that, kind of a boutique type thing, right?
It's not that sort of film. There's no notion of that in competing with those films at all.
Yeah.
But it's certainly, as I said, it's quite familiar, and it's slow going at the outset, and because of its familiarity, I think if you were to you're looking for something fresh and new,
right,
perhaps not. But it's still well done enough and well played enough, as I said, to be worth a look.
Okay.
But in this case, you know, I think you can wait on it.
Wait on it.
When
okay.
it comes around streaming, you give it a look there.
Sure. Okay. Sounds good. So maybe not the choice to go out to the theaters, but something that you can put on your wait and see list in the future. So, and that would bring us to where you would do your wait and see list. What do you got up for a DVD or stream this week?
This is Game Night, rated R, directed by John Francis Daly and Jonathan M. Goldstein. It stars Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdams, Sharon Ogan. Max and Anne are a couple who are hyper-competitive and with their friends, and they have the game night of the title quite often, and they have a number of friends. And into this mix, their hyper-competitive mix, and their odd neighbor, who they nicknamed RoboCop, into the mix comes Max's brother, Brooks, who outshines Max in every way, and it's playing havoc with Max. And so Brooks invites them all, Max and Anne and their friends, to a kidnap, murder, mystery party, complete with actors and fake kidnappings, or is it a fake kidnapping? Things begin to go in a strange direction for our friends here, and things are not as they seem, and they get more and more complicated. And then Brooks gets kidnapped. This is a funny film. This is a well-written film, and this is very sharp, and it's the things that it pokes fun at, and it has enough twists to keep you involved and keep you guessing. These are quite the leads here, and everyone involved are really on their, you know, they seem to be having fun, and you will too. A good time at the movies. It works. It's a comedy, first and foremost. It also has elements of a thriller and a crime film, and it succeeds in all of those things. It pokes fun at a number of things, including, you know, the competition and couples and things of that sort. But it's really a good time.
Interesting. I was thinking about other types of gatherings, movies where you had some type of crimes. We had the one with Truman Capote, and you got the some of the other mysteries that go on. Is it like that, or is it what type of humor and comedy is it?
It's a contemporary comedy, and it's rather broad comedy, but it's well observed. It's certainly not slapstick. It's character driven stuff, and it's quite fun.
Cool. What is the characteristics of the RoboCop character that gave him that nickname? That's hilarious.
Well, because he's this very uptight neighbor who's fond of his dog and his uniform, and I'll leave it at that. What they call it, and he wants to be part of the fun, and they exclude him until a certain point. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah, we all have those neighbors, right? One that you always look a little leery about. So, pretty funny. All right, so we got Game Night. And that now, was that out in wide distribution?
Streaming right now, yeah.
Yeah, but was it out on the real theaters a while back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so we can catch that one now. Very cool. So Game Night, excellent. And pretty easy to get to? Amazon, Netflix,
yes.
That type of, cool.
Yes.
All right, excellent. So we got 2 out of 3, kind of a 2.5 today. So what's your pick of the week?
The Canterville Ghost from 1996. This Is Not Rated, directed by Sidney McCarty, stars Patrick Stewart and Neve Campbell. It is based on the novella by Oscar Wilde that was written in 1887. And there's a little twist here. An American scientist is given a grant and moves his family, including his teenage daughter and her younger brothers, into Canterville Castle. Canterville Castle is haunted by the ghost of the title, and he wants to frighten them away. And he has some problems of his own. In fact, he's a ghost that's frightened of ghosts. And comes to pass that she needs his... They need to help one another, and they come to realize that, and they begin to help one another, and he helps her in affairs of the heart with a young duke who happens to be their neighbor. This story has been filmed several times, and this one is a family film, and there's a few minor scares because it's a ghost story, but mostly it's lighthearted sort of fun, and Patrick Stewart is certainly having a fun time being the ghost, and everyone seems to be enjoying it here, and I think for the family, it's certainly worth a shot. If you can find the 1944 version directed by Jules Dassin and starring Charles Laughton, you can certainly give that one a look as well. It's a little different, but that's a wonderful film as well. But this one is out there streaming now, and it's certainly worth a look, a story for the family.
Mm-hmm. And this is the Patrick Stewart Star Trek.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
This is the Patrick Stewart of Star Trek, that gentleman?
Yes.
He's been, I know he's classically trained a while back, and so he's continues to find these types of roles now. It's pretty cool.
Yes, he continues to work. He works quite often.
Yep.
And always watchable, and he is certainly watchable in this film.
Yep. Very cool. All right. So I missed the title of this. What was this one called?
The Canterville Ghost.
Canterville. The Canterville Ghost. Okay. So we got that in Game Night, and those two are definitely watching. We'll hold on to the other one that we just talked about. Very cool, sir. Appreciate it as always. Great to talk with you. And so we'll chat with you again next Friday.
I'll see you then.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Got two good ones there. Game Night sounds interesting. And the Canterville Ghost. Or you got the two versions that Mike talked about. And he said to wait for that one that's in theaters. Go and see the blockbusters that are out there right now. We have a few more minutes while we're waiting for the break, so why don't we go over to celebrity birthdays and see who else is in the movies that we want to talk about who has a birthday today. Well, a belated birthday to the Prez, Chris Phelan. He had a birthday 2 days ago. And yesterday, a belated birthday to Mr. Jim Gannot of Taking Care of Business. He had a birthday and was looking for chocolate chip cookies if you want to help him out. The Old Disc Jockey Almanac has our birthdays for June 1st. Batman versus Superman, Brandon Spink is 14 today. MJ Anthony is 15 from Chef. Ed Oxenbold is 17 from The Visit.